Oh, right. That's where we left
off. You like this good shit?
I do not.
Suck it.
Oh, I've been sucketed. It really does feel like they were sampling the N64 version of this theme.
Yeah. This is long.
Like, too long.
And poorly performed. Read, boy!
It's really edgy to make fun of your opponent's illiteracy, man.
Xbox, known scholar.
What? The fuck?
It's the Countdown Kids. Their hit song, Burn It Up.
Burn it up, girl, like your roof is on fire. Burn it up, girl, the way you dance, you're my one desire.
Come on. I don't think they should let children perform things, ever.
Huh? Huh?
It's like Kids Be Kids, man. Don't make them... Don't put them on records.
And don't make them sing your weird sex songs, also.
There's also that.
I feel like Kids Bop has rules and regulations that prevent...
Yeah, this is wrong. Really upsetting. Like, really upsetting.
Yeah. Welcome in, folks at home. But welcome to you as well.
I'm just imagining these kids being fucking shoved in front of a microphone and like a fucking...
Yeah, no, they're let out of their cage.
And like a
content... with a taser.
Fucking... Yeah, their cages where they're kept in a fucking content farm in Cyprus.
This kid wants you to come on and work it on him.
No! No, 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 no! Go back to school! Go learn fractions! Don't do this! This child is an arsonist!
Now we're just listening to a live performance of St. Elmo's Fire.
All right.
This isn't how I thought the night was going to go. probably just a song you could pump some gas to.
I like the idea of Dragon Ball Wave.
Yeah, I don't feel like this has captured any kind of actual...
I'm getting a lot more wave than Dragon Ball. Spine is broken.
Get that looked at.
Eh.
Have them look at your spine.
Eh, it'll sort itself out.
Okay.
Always does. Yeah.
Right, this song.
Do I remember this song? Yes, I do. Yes, I do remember this song. Yeah.
God fucking damn it.
Oh my
god. What the fucking fuck?
Oh, this is a really deadly combination right here.
I want to fucking die.
Oh, this is rough. This is really rough. Crash this car right now.
Yeah.
Just end this. Honestly, kudos to whoever, like, thought of the idea of someone covering Dave Matthews Band and figuring out that that needs to be on this playlist. You have found the right kind of horror.
And that someone is Steve Aoki.
Yeah.
On top of that.
Steve Aoki fucking sucks. I'm gonna say the talent pool of the Aoki family is pretty limited.
Well, Devin Aoki was alright in Tokyo Drift.
Wait, she wasn't in Tokyo Drift.
No, she wasn't in Tokyo Drift.
She was in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
And she was not alright in
that
movie.
No, you're right. She was not alright. You know what? You're right. Was she in Torque?
She might have been. The only Devin Aoki movies I can think of are that one and Sin City. Those are the only two that I remember her being in.
Sin City.
I know she's been in other stuff, but... What the fuck is After One?
Something good.
It's the Tom's Diner rap.
Yeah, finally.
From Tom's album. Oh, she was in the DOA movie.
Right.
Which is where she actually... That's where Devin
Aoki
belongs.
That's where she truly shines.
Yeah. Someone said there's literally dozens of covers of Ants Marching on this playlist, and oh my god.
Yeah, this, yeah.
It's, oh
it's a,
no.
It's a fucking minefield.
Ooh.
This fucking dipshit trying to turn the story of Tom's Diner into a rap.
As if Suzanne Vega didn't already do that.
Yeah.
Inside and inside. Finally, a bop.
Yeah. From your favorite video game series.
Guy is really fucking you over here.
Everyone's an Uber. Everyone.
You're an Uber.
No, you are.
Everyone.
Yeah. What the? Hey, what?
Well, he's got some ideas here about what he wants to do. About how he wants to drive this car.
About how he wants to die. About how he wants to get out of this lane and not make this turn. Just really gonna fuck up everything. Oh, you fucking shitbag.
I really like that this theme song to Sonic Adventure, whatever this is it doesn't matter. That is the correct response to Sonic.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay. Again, this is good music, but alright.
Yeah. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. I got really fucked over there by people making these turns.
McDonald's will make it fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Apparently, the Roots played a cover of Leslie Willis's Alanis Morissette to introduce Alanis Morissette on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Great.
They are worse than Burger King.
The Roots are too good for that show.
26 grams of fat.
Yeah.
A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
R.I.P. Wesley.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the day that your calloused forehead was pressed against mine. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll. I ain't the sharpest tool in the
shop. Yeah, it's a lot of this. It's a lot of this. I feel like the early Kids Bop, where they often have adults singing, it is like so fucking false advertising.
They haven't found the format yet.
Yeah. Song sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Fucking.
Wow. Just fucking hit after hit.
A cover of a cover.
Of a cover, I think.
Yeah, huh?
Because this is the Shrek the Musical.
Yeah.
There are so many layers of abstraction here. The mind boggles. No.
Fuck me, man.
Go to prison. Every single person. Oh, come on.
This song's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know that I'm gonna, like, go out of my way to listen to it ever in my life again, ever, but no issues.
I give B-52s an extra pass because I can do a pretty decent Fred Schneider impersonation.
Yeah.
Jukebox money!
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a tragedy, all right.
Yep.
What does that even mean?
I mean, we can listen to the rest of the song and find out, but...
Will we?
Nope.
All right. God, how many off-brand fucking kids' bops are there?
A lot.
Also, Kindergarten Pop is actually kind of funny. Like, that's not... It's not good, but it's all right. You tried for something, at least.
Call the cops. Save these children. Cake by the ocean, you get like sand in the cake, and that's, you don't. No one wants that.
No.
Like sandy cake. No one wants this. Oh, this is actual World of Warcraft music. This is
it
not
is.
A rap cover.
No.
Of, this is not a fucking World of Warcraft rap, okay?
No. But that probably exists.
Oh yeah. That's.
This is the fucking menu music.
Okay.
Oh, I'd be better off with the WoW music.
I think they've written a catchy song here. I don't like it.
The problem with Sugar Ray was never that the songs weren't catchy. It's that every time they play one of those songs, I want them to be harmed.
Yeah.
That's more the issue. I miss the Sugar Ray that was really shitty punk.
When they were doing songs like Mean Machine.
Yes, I miss that.
Yeah.
And also, like, two-thirds of the album that fucking Fly was on was just like that, too.
Right, yeah. And then Fly hit, and then suddenly everything was like this.
Yep. They're like, oh, we can make money now.
Yeah. Shit, man. Just fucking quadruple down on that shit. They made a decision, and that decision probably made them a decent amount of money. So,
yeah.
Good on them, I guess?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Good is not the word, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, hey, like...
But on them?
Yeah, hey, on them. Congratulations to them for not sticking to their guns. For not believing in themselves.
Yes, he was on. He was on Totally for Teens, wasn't he? Or was he was on a Hot Package.
Yeah,
he was on Hot Package. On Hot Package. I think they killed him on Hot Package.
That sounds right.
And they made him an AI.
Yeah.
Hot Package was all right.
Hot Package was all right.
It's mostly for millennials.
Mostly
still
for
on?
Millennials. I don't think it is still on.
Okay.
I don't think they're doing anymore.
I feel like they're doing. He's done like one season of every show he's done for Adult Swim, and then moved on to something else.
Right.
Like they keep giving him shows because they like him, but none of the shows do that well.
Yeah, they must not. I don't know. Maybe there's a second season of Hot Package.
There might be a second
maybe
season.
Maybe
there
was two seasons of Hot Package.
There was definitely only one of Totally for Teens.
Yeah. Well, Totally for Teens was only the pilot. Mostly for Millennials was the one that went to series.
Oh, okay. I thought there might have been another one. I guess I'm wrong. There's a giant dog in that car next to us. Very fuzzy. There were two seasons of Hot Package. Is this what ASMR is?
Apparently.
I could do this. This is just my mouth over a microphone.
Yeah.
Please end this.
Are you feeling whatever you're supposed to feel?
No.
Are you tingling, bro?
Not really.
Okay. How about now?
Now I am.
Okay, good.
I remember this cover happened. I forgot it was for Digimon the movie.
Yeah. I accept this cover of this song.
I agree.
Also accept the Bloodhound Gang cover of this song.
The Muffs cover is also really good.
Does Digimon take place in America?
Yeah, you think I would know the answer to that?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, it does.
Okay, thank you.
It all takes place in Montana.
Just like Far Cry 5.
According to Masoian, this movie did in fact take place kind of in America.
Huh. Something weird about the notion of Digimon taking place in the real world and not some kind of Kanto region type shit.
I don't know, man. I don't think I've ever seen any Digimon anything that wasn't a video game.
Me neither.
And even then, not a lot.
No. To understand, stepping is not just a dance. It's a it's a culture. It's the way we live. It's what we eat, think, and breathe. You understand me? See, you out there on that dance.
I don't want to hear this.
I mean, either.
I don't want to hear anything by R. Kelly anymore, ever again.
I never did.
Yeah, I didn't especially. But now I'm extra don't.
Extra double.
Extra super don't.
Sorry, this is also R. Kelly. Not a lot of people know that.
I'll let this one go. Darkwing Duck was alright. It was pretty good.
There's no Count Duckula.
Look, dude, few things are. Count Duckula also had a much funkier theme.
Yeah.
Smell of the Game is really sending off some alarm bells in my head.
I believe this is the theme song to 2020's fighting game of the year, that next Guilty Gear game.
Okay. That doesn't really alleviate my concerns, but...
No, it shouldn't.
This really should be someone's wrestling theme music.
Guy did a curse.
He did totally did a curse. Something about blazing bullshit. Kind of smells like plastic.
It smells like someone dumped a water bottle over his head.
It smells like a spinning hard drive.
Taste of the Game, I know all about. It's kind of like, I guess it's in English, but you know, that kind of...
Anime metal?
Yeah, anime metal.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, I'm not opposed to it, but I can't say that it's a subgenre I've ever really delved much into.
Oh, yeah. J-rock, J-metal, I don't preferred.
I mean, there's plenty of non-anime / video game related Japanese metal.
Right.
And I feel like I would probably have an easier time with that. Cover the Braveheart theme?
You like Braveheart?
I not really.
Yeah, me neither. Going to see what it really sounds like.
Yeah, I want the club part to happen.
I want the techno club banging to occur.
Clubbing.
I don't want to hear any more of this.
Yeah, we're still here. Oh, okay. My name's Ash Ketchum, baby.
Ah, dope.
Jigglypuff, Muck. Oh, I know this, guys. Ass Cloud, Nipple Clamp, Poopy Pants, Dingle Doodle, Branch Breath, Turkey Burger, Beef Head, Clock.
Whoa.
Haterade, Bubble Dump, Overdraft, Head Cheese, Pickle Feet, Front Bust, Soft Brick, Common Core, Underload, Chair Wool, Manatees, Free Base, Nickelback, Lumbersack, Tiny Head, Door.
Are you serious? You're not making those up? Those are real?
Ha ha! You know it, bro. Gotta catch them all.
Well, it seems new types of Pokemon are coming out really fast.
Oh, this sucks.
Jiggly stuff, Adam's apple, frog nut, water bottle, candy ass, track lighting, Piccadilly man, Lamborghini pig, art student, tickle burn, flavor saver, train lick, coffee munch, poodle hat, data plan, wonder nug, tell a chubby, river mouse, milk stain, yoga fish, old person, freeze club, pony squirt, oily shorts, ass sweater, papa squat, hairy stump, wet socks, shatter nut, noodle arm shirt.
Running out of bodies and I can't take anymore.
Fuck off. Fuck the fuck off. Again, I just love it when a great song gets performed by great artists. That's what really gets my motor running. It gets my log loaded, if you will. What can I say? I like good music. I like the dope shit.
Breaking news, Bomb Squad investigating reports of a possible small nuclear reactor inside a garage in Columbus, Ohio.
Great.
That shouldn't be. I don't think you should do that.
That's, I'm of the mind that maybe don't.
Trying to create a quantum physics generator.
Hey man, we've all been there.
Everything's quantum now, man.
Yeah.
It's all quantum shit. That's gonna be Vinny in like 10 years.
Yeah. Except he'll do it.
Yeah, no, he'll actually do it right. One way to get off the grid.
God. I'm just like thinking that through about like, man, I wonder how safe that is. Probably not very, huh?
Not at all. Not even remotely. Unless that garage is entirely made out of lead.
But even then.
And even then, you still shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
God, this is still going.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I like the dope shit.
I've heard that. And yet, here we are.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kids Bop didn't do this one. Because this is like actually not...
They don't call dibs on it. It's, the kids hitmasters will do it anyway. They don't give a fuck.
Helen.
how you gonna all up math? Remember, it's a skill that you have to have.
He's making some bold promises here.
Chop them like a karate master, give them a smack, cause they're easy to beat. Chop them and give them a kick. Is everybody ready? Let's practice a bit. 1 times 1 is 1, 2 times 2 is 4, 3 times 3 is 9, and you know this all the time. 4 times 4 is 16, 9 times 2 is 18, 5 times 5 is 25. Now you gotta memorize. Math is something you gon' need every day. You need math to buy a car and for sports you play. You need math so much, hey yo, it's not even funny. Most important,
math is not even funny. It's really not.
10, 9, 4, 1/4, 6 pennies. How many coins do I have? Yeah, that's right, 20. Now how much money does that add up to be? Remember, 10 dimes, 4 quarters, 6 pennies. How about that? 6 times 6, 30.
Tell me about these dimes you have, sir.
40, chop it up, man. 8 times 8, 60, chop it up, man. 9 times 5, 80, chop it up, man. 10 times 10, 100, chop it up, man. 10 minus 10, 0,
what? What?
10 plus 10, 20, chop it up, man.
Please do not chop up my math.
Y'all are math experts, now I'm totally convinced. Now bring the beat back.
Oh shit!
30 plus 30, 60. 40 plus 40, 80. Now you know I always want you to do your best. So here's a few tips when you take a math test. Know which number is greater than the other number. Practice reading graphs so you don't have to wonder how to read those. Practice counting coins a lot. Know about centimeters, why not?
Why not? Why not know about centimeters?
If you get stuck, do the easy ones first. If you have charts, use them, break them down, solve them. Put on your black belt, let's chop a math problem. Chop it up, man. 1 divided by 1, John, chop it up, man. 2 divided by 2, John, chop it up, man. 3 divided by 3, John, chop it up, man. 4 divided by 4, John, chop it up, man. 5 divided by 5, John, chop it up, man. 6 divided by 6, John, chop it up, man. 7 divided by 7, John, chop it up, man. 8 divided by 8, 1.
Oh.
In that situation.
Oh, okay.
Do the math. Math is everything. You gotta get up and chop it up, man. 4 quarters, $1. Chop it up, man. 8 quarters, $2. Chop it up, man. 16 quarters, $4. Chop it up, man. 20 dimes, $2. Chop it up, man. 30 dimes, $3. Chop it up, man. 10 nickels, 50 cents. Chop it up, man. 20 nickels, $1. Chop it up, man. 200 pennies, $2. Y'all got it down. That's a 100 on the math test. Let's go.
Let's go. Do you still hate math?
Yes.
Fuck. The song said it, you wouldn't.
That's really lied.
Shit. Fuck. But
I know, rap music has never lied to you before.
Yeah. But what do the people in the chat have to say? Do they hate math?
I don't know. They're talking about the Cowboys game.
Oh. Is there a nuclear reactor at the Cowboys game?
No, they'd be doing better if that were the case.
There's some part of me that wondered, like, when would that happen? When would someone accidentally, like, fucking nuke a neighborhood?
Well, you may get your answer.
Yeah, because they got it in their head. They were like, no, man, I can build a...
They watched one too many episodes of Rick and Morty and decided they were garage scientists.
Yeah. Like, no, man, how hard could it be? I get off the grid? Power my fucking Bitcoin miners?
Sound like Moog.
No, it doesn't.
We could destroy it with the atomic bomb. We could destroy them and contaminate them.
See? People have been talking about it for years. You a big Michael Bublé guy?
I don't really have any opinion of him.
Yeah. Better watch out. I'd say I'm down on my
Michael Bublé.
Not a fan?
No.
All right.
I think his thing. I don't like his thing.
Whatever he sings.
Yeah. I don't necessarily think that he's like bad at what he does or whatever. Like he's clearly doing the thing that he's setting out to do, and there's some skill involved in that or whatever.
Lots of people can be adept at achieving their goals, and the goals can still suck.
Yeah, I just don't like this thing.
Oh, blimey, man, we got ourselves a Brixton blowout, eh? Eh?
Hey, what? Right.
That's exactly the amount of British I have in me tonight.
Yeah.
Happening here.
What? Why? What?
What the fuck?
I don't feel good.
Alright, I gotta be real. It's hard for this playlist to surprise me anymore, but I've been surprised. Clearly a new recording of this song.
Yeah.
So this is not like some weird dumb mashup. Like, they re-recorded this song with whoever the other guy is.
I assume it's Lil Wayne, because it is whoever it is performing Lil Wayne's A Millie.
So that probably is it.
They don't have the full...
Nah, you know what? It's okay. I don't need to know.
Well... Look at that, you tell me.
Yeah, Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
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 Lil Wayne. Where should I set that?
Just wherever.
Okay.
Did they decide that they needed to do, that they were like, man, it's been a long time since that Jay-Z Linkin Park thing, huh? We should do that. We should do that with Lil Wayne.
They toured together.
Yeah.
I did not know that. That's an odd combination.
This is shitty.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like, it captures none of the, like, actual energy of either song.
Oh, yeah, no. No.
Say what? just like the funky shit.
This is not funky.
No. No, it is not.
Finally, some funk. Person I ever knew who owned this album.
Yeah.
You were the first person I ever knew who was like, yeah, Aqua.
Yeah, Aqua.
I remember being somewhat mystified by that at the time.
Dope record.
I've come to understand it.
I feel like, you know, I was occasionally responsible for bringing new music to, you know, our circle of friends. Like, that maybe I want to say that I was the first person to say, hey, Tattoo, you should check this out.
You were. Hey, actually, it might have been Glenn.
I was hanging out with Glenn at that point, but...
Yeah.
But I remember calling up Brendan after seeing a Tattoo video at, like, 2 in the morning. I was living in the compound at the time. To be like, hey, you need to see this shit.
Yeah, I don't remember who it was that I first heard about it from, but I remember that both you and Glenn were very into it. That was some wild shit. I feel like Tattoo just came up in conversation at work like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember why.
I want to say one of them grew up to be like mad racist and homophobic, if I remember right.
You might not be wrong. I don't really. I can look into it. I can look into that. No, you know, I want to know.
Okay.
I feel like I need to know.
I think it's safe to say that without Aqua, there would be no Midnight Brown.
It's not a straight line, but yeah, I can see I can see how you got there. I can tell you that Katina is not homophobic.
Okay.
They also apparently hate each other. There's like mad beef between them.
Good.
Let's see what's up with Julia.
Twirl your thing on me, baby. genius side to shout by the Cindy Bobo sound. That genius side to shout by the Cindy Bobo sound. In Portuguese, I mean,
yeah, she's the one who made highly homophobic comments toward gay men in particular. Okay. Girl, don't you worry about all that though, because the cat is coming straight out of the know. Ready to rock them shows all the way to Rio. Bring that Brazil booty on the flow. If you're ready to do your remix of Kevin Federline's Popo Zao, I've got the acapella right here for you.
Great. Great.
Yeah, there's nothing about her being racist, but she did make some pretty rancid comments about gay men, so. So yeah, Yulia's the bad one. Katina is the one who has not done anything fucked up. And they hate each other. You a big K-Fed fan?
The biggest.
I believe he beat John Cena. Cool. This sounds good. Fuck, dude.
What is this? Let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
Pronounce me Humpty. Yo, ladies, I like to fuck. What are we doing here? I feel like this guy has never heard this song before.
I'm not sure he can hear it while he's performing it.
Yeah. Sometimes get ridiculous. Also, I feel like this guy is singing this phonetically and knows zero English.
Kind of seems like it.
Very tight flows.
Like, I'm a better rapper than that guy.
That's absolutely true.
I feel like he's saying, do the hunky.
Yeah, I don't.
Which is not the thing that you say in this song. This is really upsetting.
Yeah.
In a way that even a lot of the other music on this is not. Even the other covers are not. Like, the beat isn't even right. Like, they got the right clap snare, but that's it.
Yeah.
It's the good clap snare. It's hard to miss. It's,
yeah. Yeah, man, Dick's Picks 34 has, that's my favorite Eyes of the World they ever did. Just really smokes about the 9 minute mark, man. They
yeah,
really
man.
Get cooking.
Jerry just goes the
oh,
fuck
yeah.
off,
you can tell
man.
He's really feeling it, and,
Mickey just starts doing some wild shit on the drums, man. Holy shit. It sounds like a Shreds video.
Yeah.
I don't even hate the Grateful Dead, but I cannot with the fucking exhaustive live recordings of everything. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. like record your own DK rap. You can.
Recording it in my mind right now. Got a lot to answer for.
Yeah. I mean, this guy's like literally rapping about buying skins. Because people love microtransactions. Actually.
I know. It's a great source of frustration for me. You should have done another take, man. You should have done another take.
Who has the time?
Sadists! Every one of you! Monsters! Let's remove the Kidz Bop shit, which has its obvious target audience, and some of the more extremely targeted video game music. Who the fuck is listening to any of this besides us?
I don't know.
How are people finding this shit?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, you know, you find it by searching the word fart on Spotify. You know,
that's okay. But what about this? Where the fuck did Thundercat's Captain Stupido come from?
Isn't this album recent? Is Thundercat?
Recency has nothing to do with it. What is this?
I feel like Thundercat might be a musician of some renown, if I remember correctly.
How?
I could be wrong.
Who is consuming this?
I know it's consuming this versus screen music from Street Fighter 4.
No, that's fine. That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think, you know, they will, you know, if you just, you can go, there are companies you can just pay or offer a percentage, like a cut of your money, and they will put and maintain your music on Spotify.
No, I'm not.
And other services, and
you're misunderstanding
me. I mean, the bar is very low.
Yeah, it's not that I'm wondering how this made it on a service.
Uh huh.
That I get. There's any number of different fucking hallways you can walk down that will eventually lead to bad music getting on this fucking these services. I get it.
Yeah.
How do you find it? Why are you finding it?
You mean specifically for this playlist?
No, I mean in general. Like, how does anyone know about this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe there's some algorithm somewhere that, like, maybe is like, oh, you like comedy songs and Christmas songs, and we have this song that's a farting Christmas song that we think is a funny, is, like, right up your alley? And we're going to serve it up to you?
I guess. I just... Man!
Or maybe it's, like, all, like, you know, every band's a local band somewhere.
Yeah. It's just like there's so much good music in the world. Who the fuck has time for the rest of it?
For me, it's like the really fucking trashy, poorly performed covers that just sound like jokes. Or in some cases are literally like squatting. Like, De La Soul's music is not on streaming services.
Right.
And so you can, if you search for a lot of De La Soul song names, you will find like there's a fucking album out there that's like, it's like that fucking, that Eminem, a tribute to Eminem, like that fucking
right.
awful album. But
yeah.
It's like a tribute to De La Soul, and it is like incredibly poorly performed covers of De La Soul songs.
Oh.
And in that case, you're like, well, I get it. Like, you're trying to fucking ride a wave and make some money because there's a vacuum. But for me, it's that market that, like, we're gonna try to put together these really fucking terrible covers, or you know, maybe they're trying to be terrible, but, like, you know, we're gonna hastily assemble these covers and get them on these services and try to get paid. But, like, for me, it's just like, I, you know, like, the performances are so poor. It's a lot like that Humpty
yeah.
Dance fucking cover.
Yeah.
Like, they're a lot like that, where it's just like, you're not even close to on beat. Like, this is like a fucking awful performance. This is like, I've heard fucking mall kiosk raps that fucking sound better than this shit. And that's the thing I wonder is, like, if you're gonna get into that business, wouldn't you do better?
I mean, if you're not incentivized to do so, I guess maybe it doesn't matter.
Right, but aren't you, like, you know, like, you've come far enough to, like, get your hands on the instrumental, like, some redone instrumental version, whether you're making it yourself or you're paying someone to do it, or, you know, whatever it is. I feel like especially rapping an existing song is really not that hard.
Here's the thing. The amount of effort that goes into these things is the same amount of effort that goes into those fucking robocall phone scams.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, you could write one of those things that doesn't sound like it was written by an insane person. Like, you could make a phone robocall that sounds official and has, like, right syntax and could be convincing to a person that is receiving that message.
Right.
But they don't. Because it doesn't matter. Enough people will catch it that it will do the thing they need it to do. That's all that matters. Literally, performance is like the last thing at the bottom of the fucking of the priority list. It just has to exist.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, like, I understand how this happens. I don't like it, but I get it.
Yeah. But, like, also, like, this particular group is incredibly prolific.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're, like, picking their targets and going, like, oh, well, you know, we did an album of covers. It's like, no, it's they did a series of albums of covers that are tributes to specific artists. Like,
and you're just talented enough to, like, make it sound pretty good. So here you go.
Yeah. Like, I wonder how many tracks are on this. Like, you know, this thing is called Strung Out on Papa Roach. But, like, realistically, how many Papa Roach songs are people going to look for string quartet versions of? It's this, and maybe just this? Like, do you need to do two? Do you need to do a second? Do you need to do a full tribute to the catalog?
I hope so. Songs I can actually name. I can name two off the top of my head, but that's
Yo,
it.
Yo.
Okay.
This is Kevin Nash.
Big Sexy.
Allow me to introduce
Last Resort and Blood Brothers. I can't think of any others.
Stamp of approval to a very gifted
Dead Cell
young man who's gifted.
Yeah, that's a popper. I think all those songs are on the same album. I don't know any others.
Trust me.
Okay.
He will not disappoint. I know for a fact that he will give us an abundance of ultimate love songs. Oh, you thought R&B music was dead.
This doesn't really sound like Kevin Nash.
This is a Big Sexy.
Single-handedly keep R&B music
Wolfpack
alive.
Is back. Don't turn your back on
Wolfpack. Let's get into our comfortable spots and enjoy the sounds.
It still doesn't really sound like Kevin Nash.
Mark Lamont.
I believe you that it is.
No, listen. I mean, here. He says at the beginning.
Yo. This is Kevin Nash.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Nash always says that. Hey, yo. You know, he's always saying that.
I'm not saying it's not Kevin Nash. I'm saying it doesn't sound like Kevin Nash.
This is Kevin Nash. Yo. This is Kevin Nash.
It's not helping.
Yo. This is Kevin Nash.
Are you sure?
Yo.
Do it a few more times.
This is Kevin Nash. Yo. This is Kevin Nash.
Hello.
That help?
Yo, this is Kevin Nash.
He's just not doing it.
Allow me
He's not
to
doing
introduce
it.
And give a yo.
All right, that song's all right. I like that song. Do you like metal?
Not anymore. I don't like anything anymore. I'm done. Done with liking things.
Welcome to my world. It's, this playlist is publicly shared, so you know you can listen to it on your own time.
Yeah.
Christmas pudding sitting on the table, and a monster came and ate one in one gulp. Then there were nine Christmas puddings. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Why are you trying to be so fucking smoky voice singing a song? What are you doing?
A monster came and ate one in one gulp. Then there were eight Christmas puddings.
Hey, Merry Christmas. A monster ate two of your puddings.
Eight Christmas puddings sitting on the table.
I'm the monster.
A monster came and ate one in one gulp. Then there were 7 Christmas puddings. Merry Christmas.
I'm ending this. It's done. We're done.
We're done.
We're done. We're done. We're done. Goodbye.
We're done. Goodbye.
We're done. Goodbye. Goodbye.